Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf pei dalet Baba Basra 84. And on the Mishnah on 84b, the Mishnah tells us the law is about when exactly somebody has acquired a peros, a movable object from the friend. What is the exact moment in which a person cannot renege on the sale? So says our Mishnah, mocher peros lechavero, if a person sells fruit to their friend, then mashach, if the person who is acquiring it has done what's called mashicha, they have pulled on the fruit in some way, then even though lo madad, even though the person who has sold them has not counted them, kana, we still say at that point, once the mashicha has happened, then the person who is acquiring it has acquired it. That is the point at which the acquisition happens. But madad v'lo mashach lo kana. But if the person who's selling it just counts them and measures out the amount that he's going to sell, but yet the person who is purchasing it has not yet done mashicha, he has not acquired it, and both the seller and the purchaser can go back on the deal at that point. Says our Mishnah, v'im haya pikeach, but if the person who's purchasing it is very smart and he wants to purchase the fruits immediately and the fruits are in the domain of the seller and so therefore he's not able to do a meshicha on them immediately, what should he do? Sochar es mekoman, he should rent their place out. And by renting out their place, he is thereby, through what is called a kinyan chatzer, through a acquisition via a courtyard, able to acquire it. This is actually one of the daf yomis that are on the holiday of Pesach in the year 5777, and that is one of the methods in which chametz is acquired by the Gentile who purchases the chametz from the Jew on Pesach. By renting, the Jew rents out a portion of their property, and the chametz is included in that property, and so thereby the Gentile has acquired it through what is called a kinyan chatzer. What is the reason why this acquisition via courtyard works? So there are three major theories to this approach. So the Rashbam's approach is that the purchaser, the lokeach, has actually bought them via this acquisition of the courtyard. He has acquired what's also included in it. The Tosfos, his theory is that this is actually a type of kinyan mashicha. Since the object has entered into his domain, he has pulled it there, thereby he has acquired it via this type of mashicha. And the Bala Iter's explanation is that it's something we've seen in the Gemara already, what's called a kinyan agav, that if you acquire property, once you are acquiring that property, by dint of that, you're able to acquire a movable object. And we saw an example like that in our Gemara recently as well. Then our Mishnah continues and says, ha'okeach pishta mechavero, somebody wants to buy flax from his friend's field, ha'reze lo kana, then the person has not actually acquired it, ad she'italtalenu mimakam lamakam, until you have to pick up the flax and move it from the place where it is into a different place. Says our mission, a very important point, however, imaya mechuber lekarka, if the flax was still connected to the ground, v'tolash kolshu, and then you move it slightly, then we say kana, then you have acquired it. And the Gemara and Daf Pei Zayin will go into that in more detail. But yet, nevertheless, this is relevant for a question which we can discuss now, because it seems to be saying that if the flax is attached to the ground, then if you move it slightly, you're still able to acquire it. So how is this relevant? So there was a case in 1889, brought to the Avnei Nezer, the Sukachever Rebbe, and Avnei Nezer died in 1910, and the following question came to him, that there was a great Rebbe, and the Rebbe had his sukkah, which he had built with his own personal money, but he had built it on the property of the entire community. And so then, the sukkah belonged to the community. Sukkah belonged to the Rebbe, but the land belonged to the community. And after the Rebbe died, he had an heir, and the heir wanted to move the sukkah to his own personal property and not leave it on the property of the community. But the community was very distraught. They did not want the sukkah to depart because they said the walls of the sukkah had soaked up the Torah of the Rebbe for years and years. How could they lose that? And so they offered this heir a price to buy the sukkah, to buy the walls of the sukkah, and to buy the sukkah so that they could keep it. So the way the story happened was that the Yoresh accepted their offer to buy the sukkah, and then before anything happened, he went and he said, no, you know what, I can't do it, and he changed his mind. And so the community went to the Avnei Nezer, and they said, the sukkah is ours. And what was their claim? Their claim was that this man, this Yoresh, had agreed to sell to us, and the moment he agreed to sell to us, it was in our courtyard, and so therefore it's what's called a Kinyan Chatzer. And so therefore, since it was a Kinyan Chatzer, since it was in our courtyard, then we don't actually have to do any proprietary acts on it. We've acquired it immediately, and so therefore we have acquired it, and the money, even though we haven't given him the money yet, that's just a debt that we owe him, but the sale has happened at that point and it can no longer renege. So the Avnei Nezer rejected the community's logic, and he said, no, that since the sukkah is what's called mechubar lekarka, it's attached to the ground, so therefore you cannot sell something that's attached to the ground via kinyan chatzer, and so therefore we view it as land because it's attached to the ground, and since it's land, it needs to be acquired via chazaka, proprietary act, and so therefore he disagreed with this approach. However, the Chalkas Yaakov disagreed with the Avnei Nezer. The Chalkas Yaakov said, no, we see from our Mishnah on Baba Basra, Daf Pei Daled, that somebody who buys pishta and flax, and it is mechubar to the karka, he's bought it once he is toish kolshu, once he has moved it a little bit, and that is not a proprietary act. So how is he acquired if he's just toish it a little bit? So Tosfos says it's because of the kinyan chatzer. So we see that this kinyan chatzer works by something that is attached to the ground, and so therefore the Chalkas Yaakov says the community has acquired the walls of the sukkah from the Oresh.